Elle Payne is in the studio right now with us, and we're so happy to have her on the mic. She's mic'd up. How you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good to have you in the studio. We're good today. And the Mount Coot Songwriters Festival is coming up.
Yes.
It's always a highlight of the year, and 8Ball's been doing that for quite a while, and we've been talking and everything like that for ages. But you're the first of, I think, 5 that are going to be on our show. And it's awesome to have you in here today. Are you excited to do the festival?
I am very excited. It's going to be my very first originals festival that I've been a part of. So I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity. This is obviously my first radio interview as well. So
is
it's
radio?
All,
is it
really? It's amazing. So
oh my goodness.
I am I'm feeling very chuffed and very grateful to be here.
Well, it's so good to have you here. I think that's a really special thing. You don't get that very often, a first timer on radio. But we were talking off air before. And you've been to Mount Coota before, have you?
I've been there, but I've never been to the actual festival.
Have you been there on a school excursion ever?
You must have gone to the planetarium.
Oh, definitely. I've got a little 6-year-old, so we frequent there quite often, have a bit of an explore. It wears him out, so it's good.
We were talking before off air, and it does turn out that we went to the same primary school. And at Bulimba State School, we've even got a listener named Toby who went to Bulimba as well. He lived down in Bulimba as well. So,
awesome.
Shout out to Toby and the Bulimba crew and anyone listening in Bulimba.
Bulimba represent.
At the moment. That's right. We're talking about teachers.
You know the same people. You know the same.
We do.
That went to school.
We do the same, and a bunch of the families as well. But the year that I started was your last year as well. So,
yes.
Big age gap in terms of primary school, but you were wondering why, Dad was rocking up and dropping off kids.
And it was you.
Yeah, it was me.
Look what's happened to him.
I know, how exciting.
This is how he turned out.
It was it's a very small world that happens, and a lot of those names, and the teachers' names and last names of people that you went to school with, funny hearing them again as well.
Yeah, spin out.
Totally cool.
So how long have you been writing, performing?
So with my original music, I've only really just started doing that in the past, 2 years.
Yep.
And the past...
You picked a good time to start.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm primarily a covers artist at the moment. Yeah. So I've been gigging around doing that for a while. And I've always just been very scared to share my own music. But it is something that I want to do.
Yeah,
it's my
passion.
So this year in particular has been... interesting at the start, but it's starting to really take off now, and I've had some opportunities to play with some other amazing musicians on, support slots. So, and then now to be offered a festival slot is a really exciting big deal, and I'm keen to keep pushing forward and sharing it a lot more now. So,
tell us about your musical influences, from when you were younger and what you'd listen to, were you listening to So Fresh and then gradually became a sort of... you are now.
I'm a 90s girl. My dad used to work at Sunflower Records at Garden City, so I used to get all of your Pepsi Max hits and your So Fresh. And
right
I was very much a pop girl, but... with my dad working in the industry, I also grew up listening to a lot of the Beatles and Frank Sinatra and stuff as well. And then I'm a horse girl, so I went through a very big country sort of phase as well. And I lived out west for a little bit. But as I've gotten older, I really do genuinely love so many genres. I'll bang on some electronic music sometimes to heavy metal. But for me now, I think my main focus is to sort of stay with the folky country sort of roots. So that's the sort of music I listen to and what I try and write about and stuff now as well. It's been a bit of a musical journey. If I like a song, I like a song. It doesn't matter what genre it is or anything. So
I think it's a very hard question to answer, especially when it's put the way of what sort of music do you listen to.
Yeah, that's right.
But you've nailed it, and I think the fact that you want to find out where people started when they listened to stuff and what impressions did they get all the way through their life, and well answered. And Frank Sinatra in the mix there too. We've been talking about him today.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, a bit of Frank before we came on.
It's too funny.
Oh, lovely.
Well, we'd love to hear what you have to share with us, and up there with the Songwriters Festival at Mount Coota. Elle Payne, you want to tell us about the song you're about to perform?
Yes. So the song that I'm about to perform is quite a new one. It's the first time I've sort of brought a song to play with my band as well. So it's coming together really nice in rehearsals and everything as well. But yeah. Song is just kind of about love, and as they normally sort of are. but yeah, it's just about being with someone, but it's not very good, and you sort of want to not really like them, but you just can't help it. Like, you still care for them, and you want to try and.
That's me and Ian out. On air.
Oh, yep. Great. No. You now guys are all like really hard then.
No. Better get it off his chest.
Elphane, take it away.
Thank you.
Why can't I just hate you? Instead, I want to hold you. Pretending like we don't exist.
Stuff in the studio. Yeah. It's such a honor, and it's awesome to have you on board. Tell us about the festival. Do you know any of the dates?
So and it the, is. I do know the dates. The 29th yep. of May.
One day only.
So don't miss out.
Well, when I hear festival, I just think it's, you know.
However many days?
2 days, 3 days. Yeah. Maybe next year. Come on, April, let's make it a 3-day festival. Sunday, May 29th, which is next Sunday, and it kicks off at 11 o'clock. I'm first off the rank as well, so ooh. Playing a set from 11 to 11:50.
How's that?
Which is... That's very great. Exciting. That's also awesome. Another first. So,
and that'll be all original
Music? All originals, yeah.
That's
great. So that's why I'm really excited to be on such a great lineup with so many other awesome originals artists. You know, it's so beautiful, I think, you know, being able to share your own music your feelings and all of that stuff. So, it goes from 11 till 5, killer lineup, and there's meant to be, I think, a little bit of a jam and stuff with the artists at the end of the day too, which I think is going to be awesome to see. So, great family-friendly event. Looks like there's heaps of awesome food trucks and stuff coming too. I've been looking at the pictures posting. So there's lots of food trucks.
As long as the rain stays away, it'll be really lovely.
The rain will stay away. Yeah. Let's will it to stay away.
Yeah, we will.